A 10-year-old boy died after falling through thin ice while playing on a sediment pond. Officials say this really needs to serve as a very important reminder about just how dangerous ice is.
And joining us this afternoon to talk more about it, Mark Brady from Prince George's County Fire and EMS. Mark, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Good afternoon, Sean and Hillary.
The number one thing you can tell your kids to make sure they understand how dangerous ice can be.
Just stay off the ice. It's plain and simple. There is no ice outdoors in these ponds, retention areas, sediment ponds, that will support the weight of anybody in our climate. I mean, basically, we have 50s today, but tonight it's going to be 30s. There is no consistent climate that will make the ice thick enough to support the weight of anybody to be out walking around on the ice.
What about pets, Mark? People are out walking with their pets, and sometimes if they unleash them, they'll start dashing out. What should they consider?
Well, we see more pet rescues off the ice than just about anything else nowadays. It seems that the number of children and adults that fall through the ice have reduced over the past few years, and we see more animals. Again, don't go out onto the ice. The ice will not support your weight, and we're going to have to rescue two victims of ice if we have to come out there. If your pet goes out, try to coax it back. If the pet should fall through the ice, call authorities, because what we will do is come out there and avoid tragedy by a well-intentioned citizen or pet owner going out on their own trying to rescue their pet. Call the fire department. Let us come out there, use our training, our personal protective equipment, and our gear to make that rescue for you.
What about if you see someone fall through the ice and into the water? What should you do in that regard?
Well, if you're with somebody that falls through the ice, I know it's easier said than done, but try to stay calm. Do not panic. If you have a cell phone, call 911 immediately and get emergency services on the way to help you. If you have some type of rope, if you have a ladder that can be extended, a tree branch, whatever you can do to try to shove it out onto the ice to the person that has fallen through so they can attempt to grab onto that and hold on.
How important is it, Mark, for kids, parents, to talk to their... This is a no-brainer, right? I'm going to ask you a very stupid question, so let me change it. What do parents need to tell their kids? Because sometimes kids just don't listen. It looks good, they're going to do it.
That's right. And I remember back in my younger days, I did the same thing. But nowadays, it's dangerous. It's the ice is not as thick as people think. It will not support you. And very similar to that tragedy yesterday, we don't want to see that occur again. Stay off the ice. The only safe ice is at a skating rink. So please just stay off the ice.
Mark, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Mark Brady with Prince George's County Fire and EMS.